Lockdown and the coronavirus outbreak took many of us by surprise, but not as much as one gentleman who went away at the beginning of March to enjoy the sun of the Canary Islands and unfortunately got stranded abroad without his medication, without his friends and family, and waiting until he was able to come home. Now, Mr. William Tanner, or as he prefers to be called, Willie, has finally returned home from his very, very extended holiday, and he made some time to chat with us about his experience. So thank you so much for joining me today, Willie.
No problems at all, delighted.
So it's been 5 months and you've only just returned.
That's correct, 5 months. I counted every single day, may I say.
Are you happy to be back?
I am happy to be back, apart from the weather, obviously. The weather is terrible here compared to what it was in Lanzarote. You get kind of used to the climate after 5 months, and it is freezing here today.
The whole time you were away, it wasn't really an ideal situation because you needed access to very important medication, you have a particular sight condition as well, and you also had a really unfortunate fall. So that's a whole lot of things happening in that small period of time.
That's correct, yes. I suffer from hemianopia, which is a blindness, type of blindness, which obviously I have a hidden disability, and it's hard for people to understand really what I've gone through losing my eyesight. I see far away, but I don't see anything at all really close by. I have total black spots. So, yeah, I slipped one day at the pool in a hotel called the Pisalaya in Lanzarote, and I cracked my head. But I haven't really been suffering from too many migraines since. I did initially, but it wasn't really cause for me to go to hospital, I felt. I didn't really want to waste the time of the hospitals are busy enough just now with this pandemic.
And was it difficult to explain to anyone whilst you were there about your condition and if you needed any help during that time?
The hotel I've stayed in, Tisalaya, everyone's very, very helpful. They know my condition. I've stayed there about 7 or 8 times. I'm familiar with the surroundings. So they all know me really well. And about 8 or 9 of them can speak English. Excellent, as well as Spanish, obviously.
And obviously you were there for a very long time, but that was during lockdown, so it's not like you could enjoy the usual tourist attractions or just wander about.
Well, that's correct, but 2 weeks out of 5 months isn't that bad when you really take account of all the whole proceedings of the holiday. I'm currently in lockdown again, the second time, just now until Friday, when I came back to Edinburgh. So it's not that bad. It's not that bad in the way things go.
And is it a bit bizarre being back after such a long time away?
Yeah, especially when you really can't see any of your friends, or you feel like a lion in a cage in Edinburgh Zoo. you can't get out, but Friday I will get out. So the 2 weeks have gone really, really quickly, I feel.
So whilst you were away, were you able to keep in touch with your friends and your family?
Yes, I was. Obviously, my phone, I was able to speak. I think WhatsApp's a great invention, isn't it? I can just get my texts on the go. And it's the light that I suffer from, too much light or a darkness. That's my condition and one of the suffering of hemianopia that is involved in your sight.
So did you receive any support whilst you were away?
Yes, I did. Monica in the embassy in Spain, she was very, very helpful to me. I can't thank her enough, really, for what she did for me. She was on the phone most days asking how I was and communicating by text as well and asking if there was anything else she could do. She helped me with my medication. I got my medication in Lanzarote. I suffer from, obviously, I've had a brain hemorrhage, and which is why I lost my sight. And I wasn't able to get any tablets at the time. And she made sure I got my tablets in the end. And I can't thank her enough for that.
Obviously, you had that fall earlier. Did you speak to any doctors just to check everything was okay?
I spoke to a couple of people, and they said, well, just get an x-ray as soon as you get home. You look okay. And you've no temperature or anything like that. I'm obviously just back, and I can't really, I'm not allowed to go out to the hospital or anything like that. And as soon as the the quarantine is over, I will go and get x-rayed in hospital because I've still got a big bump at the back of my head. And I suffer from the hemianopia, which is a bleed, basically, on the brain. And I was quite horrified when I slipped at the pool that I would suffer another aneurysm, which is what I had. But I've had no real side effects since. But it doesn't mean that it's fixed. I really got to go and see about it and probably get an x-ray to find out if I've done any damage.
I'm really happy you're following it up and making sure you're okay. And I do have one more really important question, which is, will you be taking any more holidays in the near future?
Well, I think I possibly will, may I say. I'm not really scared. I'm very, very independent, and I probably will go away. I used to work for the bank for many years, for about 35 years. And I've never been on holiday for 5 months. But yeah, I'll certainly go away. Hopefully not as long as five months this time. But yeah, I'll go away. Nothing really hinders me that way.
Willie Tanner, I'm so glad you're back home and safe and that you're soon enjoy going outside and meeting your family and your friends. But in the meantime, thank you so much for sharing your story on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for your time. I thoroughly enjoyed speaking to you. Okay.